I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. We're going to kick off the show today with marijuana, the semi-legal kind. Several U.S. states have legalized pot for recreational use, and more than 20 allow some form of medical marijuana. It's been a different story in Mexico, a country which, of course, has been scarred in recent years by a surge of violence related to drug trafficking. But now, after years of saying no, Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto says he wants to allow some use of medical marijuana. Alejandra Hope is security and justice editor at eldailypost.com in Mexico City. I asked him why the president changed his mind.
The growing legalization movement in the U.S. and the success that movement has had in places like Colorado, Washington, and so on and so forth has made Mexicans question what the wisdom of continuing to fight the war on marijuana while the U.S. is throwing the towel. Then more locally, there was a Supreme Court ruling last November allowed for limited production for personal consumption marijuana for four plaintiffs. But it was important enough to open up a debate.
Is he really at this point pushing medical marijuana, or is it also a way to allow recreational use of marijuana?
No, this is not recreational at all. This is a very limited opening to medical marijuana, and the operative word is limited. Marijuana is being reclassified from a list of completely banned substances to a list of extremely controlled substances. Now it will be possible for Mexican companies, Mexican patients, to import products made from marijuana, not necessarily marijuana itself. Ultimately, it might be possible to produce some marijuana for medical research and eventually for the production of pharmaceutical products. But this will be extremely limited and it will be a slow-going process. The other part is a broader decriminalization mechanism. Right now in Mexico, if you are caught with 5 grams of marijuana or less, you are not subject to criminal charges, although it's still a crime to own any quantity of marijuana. But President Peña Nieto is proposing to raise that threshold from 5 grams to 28 grams an ounce. That could allow some people now in jail on possession charges to be freed.
How is it expected to have any impact on Mexico's black market, on trafficking of marijuana in Mexico?
No one believes that this will have any significant impact on the black market. Most of the weed that is produced in Mexico is for export. The domestic market is relatively small, both in terms of volume and value. This is probably more of a symbolic gesture.
How does this proposed law, how does it compare to what's going on in other Latin American countries regarding marijuana?
Uruguay is, of course, at the forefront of the reform process. In 2013, they approved legislation allowing for production and sale of marijuana for recreational purposes.
That's like a kind of Colorado or Washington state.
Yes, but with a much heavier state control over the process.
What about Colombia?
Colombia is moving to establish a medical marijuana program, somewhat less limited than what is being proposed in Mexico, but also not exactly a mass market on the California-Colorado model. Chile, likewise, is also moving in that direction, and some other countries might follow suit soon. But throughout the region, with the exception, of course, of Uruguay, these are mostly baby steps in the direction of marijuana legalization.
Alejandro Hope is an editor with eldailypost.com in Mexico City. Thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.